Here we are for now, let's enjoy the journey. Hi everyone, and welcome to Enjoy the Journey. This is Mars Cameradoodle. I play video games, if that's your thing. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We're back. And it is, or it has been, another wonderful year full of gaming and stuff. And we are about to end the season off with our first game that I am going to review that I played on Steam. Okay, so for everyone's information, I finally bought myself a gaming PC. Okay, it's just an entry-level gaming PC, but it will allow me to stream games and of course play the PC only games that cannot be played on Mac. So for the past couple of weeks, I've been tinkering around with it. I've already streamed a couple of times on my private Facebook channel, and I am loving it loads. And because it is a Windows PC, this means more games available via Steam. And the first game that I played was on sale, which is why I was able to get it. And I didn't need to use a credit card card for this, because it was the digital currency card that I have, which I don't, you know, top up as much. It's just for small little purchases. So I'll talk about this game in a bit. Get your holiday drinks in. This game is, it's fun. See ya. So let's talk about this game first before I talk about the developers, okay? So the name of the game is A Building Full of Cats, and it was developed by a company called DevCats. Okay, so it was developed and published by DevCats, and it was released sometime July 2022. So what caught my eye was the simple premise of the game, or the blurb, which was simply, as I read the Steam blurb, it is, "A Building Full of Cats is a hidden object game where you need to pet all the cats in the building. Don't leave any cats behind. Period. That's it." So it's a finding cats game, and with the short trailer and stuff, you sort of have an idea. It's a no-brainer kind of game. So I bought it. It actually is priced very low on its own, but for now it's on sale. And if you get the whole bundle of the DevCat games, it's also on sale, so you can add to cart everything. So as mentioned, this is a Windows and Steam, this game is available on Windows and Steam. So for my my Mac using person for the past couple of months, I probably will just cry myself to sleep when I saw this game. But here we are. I was able to buy it. And since it's been months after its initial release, it already has some DLCs available. So extra floors in this case. So you start off with floor number one. There are actually just around 5 floors in the initial game. And your goal is just simply to find all the cats in the building, because apparently the residents of the building are on holiday, and it is up to you to make sure the cats don't feel lonely by petting each and every one of them in all the rooms in the building. So you have, depending on the personality of the owner of that floor, you have a unique background of sorts that will show you odds and ends and very intricate detail of art. And of course, random cats popping in. So ideally, this game should be played on full screen, because there are some cats that are really so small that you will really need a big screen to find them. So thankfully, my second screen, or my PC screen, is an actual TV monitor. So I did find some of the teeny weeny ones, but I will admit I did need some help with a walkthrough in order to find the ones, you know, when you get to that last one or last two, you can't really find it anymore. So yeah, I called the internet for assistance. So they were really very small, as in How is that a cat? Of course, it has the general shape of a cat, but then you wonder, right? How would you have seen that? I mean, you would have to have perfect 20, even better than 20/20 vision art to see it. But still, soundtrack's good. Every floor has its own soundtrack depending on the aesthetic. But it's not enough to, you know, pique your anxiety levels. It's just soothing, chill kind of music. Which is why when I streamed this on my private channel, one of the comments of my friends was, this music, the soundtrack's so chill. So I was like, yeah, it is. So it can be dizzying because, you know, you're moving left and right to find some cats in the area. But once you find them, just click them and they will be highlighted in an opposite color of the main base color of the floor. And then there are also special hidden cats wherein you click them and they disappear. So you need to find those cats as well. There are cats that are hidden behind objects that you thought were stationary as part of the background art of the floor, but actually you can move them around. So that goes in a different color, and it also has its own separate number scheme. So you're finding two sets of cats, the regular cats and the hidden cats of every floor. And of course, because I'm new to Steam, every time you accomplish floor, you get medals or badges that are credited, of course, to your account. So after playing most of the floor or finding most of the cats, you will unlock two extra you will unlock one floor, which is the bunker or the basement, and then there you go, find your cats away. And then if you're not aware, there are some hidden things within the not level playable floors wherein when you click them you find more cats. So like there was a rooftop, I only noticed it because I only looked at the arrow, but technically you could have missed it if you were not aware. And then even in the settings page, there's still a cat that you will find there. So it's really a straightforward kind of game. Find the cats, enjoy the music, and enjoy the art as well. It's such a beautiful art. Depending on your aesthetic, we have Cat Lady, we have Plant Lady, we have Rockstar, we have Rich Millennial with the air fryer and his espresso machine, and we even have a conspiracy theorist, so the guy who lives in the bunker has that. And we also have some really hip, really guy that with swirlies for backgrounds. Okay. So that is a building full of cats. And the nice thing about it is when you click on the developers page, they introduce you, of course, to the Dev Cats group. So the Dev Cats group is simply, here's their blurb on the Steam account. We're 5 rescued cats making biscuits and cat-themed games while raising awareness for adoption and rescue. So the actual owners of the Dev Cats are not known. So all you know are the names of their cats and a cute picture of their pretty, pretty looking cats. So we have 5 of them. Okay, one of them even is a character in A Building Full of Cats. So when you click on him, you, in a way, you sort of adopt that cat in the game. Okay, so that is the Dev Cats page. And if you look at the Dev Cats page, all their games are cat related. Okay, they have a couple of other Finding Cats games. So they have a castle full of cats. They have a Zodiac Cat. So it's an astrology-based game. They have Pseudo Cats. So Sudoku with cats. Okay, we have A Tower Full of Cats. This is another Finding Things game. We have Cozy Room and it's free! I'm buying that. I'm getting that later. We have these are upcoming games. So the Blue Cat Love Boxes. So yes, if you are into cats, they have 7 games in total with a matching DL. 4 games and 3 DLC. So go and enjoy it. And the prices are not bad. They're not going to break the bank. So if it's not an issue for you, go and buy their Dev Cat games. Okay. So, they're even on bed. Interesting page right here. Okay, they're also available on Instagram if you just want to look at all their cats. They're so cute. Okay, they have the usual ginger tabby. They have a black and white cat, and you know, I have no idea of cat breeds, but they have a varied degree or breed of cat. So, cat owners. So, I won't take much of your time, but there. A Building Full of Cats by Dev Cats. Published and published and developed by Dev Cats. Okay. First time to do a podcast in the morning. Usually I do it in the afternoon. So I just had my coffee, but you know, brain's not functioning at optimum efficiency yet. It's the holidays, so you know, still stressing out over unfinished stuff and worrying about whatever other pendings before Christmas sets in. But this is our last episode for the season. I was actually supposed to make a different episode, but I decided, hey, why not top it off with a simple game called Building Full of Cats? Some chill, non-threatening game that you can play anytime. Okay. Now, unfortunately, since I finished the game, I don't know how to reset it back to zero if I want to play the game again. But then again, I don't mind looking at highlighted cats, not to mention listening to that very calming soundtrack. Okay. So, for everyone who's here, thank you so much. This has been a bumpy yet beautiful podcasting journey, gaming journey. So I'll probably be talking about quite a lot more Steam games. So I guess just to tell you about the games that I've been playing since I'm on a PC now, Genshin Impact. I know it's not within our cozy game aesthetic, but Genshin Impact has that button-smashing feel that you can't quite get in most of the games on the Switch, okay? Oh, by the way, I also feel that in terms of niche, Mars Gamer Doodle's niche of games is the cozy game aesthetic or the cozy game niche. And we'll talk about that in a separate podcast. What's cozy gaming? What game qualifies as cozy gaming? How do you become a cozy gamer? And all that stuff. Now, if you'd like to share your input on that, hook me up and tell me about it. You know, it's not exactly something that is defined in a dictionary. So let me know what you feel cozy gaming is all about, if you're into it or it's not your cup of tea. Let me know about it, okay? So, let's not dilly-dally anymore. We still got a ton of other games to play. See you around, everyone. Enjoy your holidays. I'll see you in the next season. Wow! Enjoy the journey, everyone. Bye!